Okay, Shlomo Rabosai. I hope everyone had success with the avoda. Looking forward to hearing everybody's feedback in a few minutes. Definitely something which the more you do and the more consistency there is of just driving home and reinforcing the thought process and bringing one's parents into the picture and reflecting on how much we owe them. Bei Megashmis, and our focus last week was in Ruchnias. It really grows on you. And it's almost immeasurable. It's almost immeasurable to try to quantify how much of a person's spirituality is a product of their parents' efforts. Just thinking today about how trying to reflect on my upbringing and realizing that I can't even remember so far back, to the extent that I can even try to fathom, thinking about my own parenting, my children. And the things that I have to do, even from a young age, to acclimate them, to get them into certain hanhagas and certain things which Bezras Hashem will one day grow into, a full-fledged brand of Yiddishkeit. But there's so much that we can't even remember that far back, and so much of as the pasuk says, there's Mosar Avicha, there's a Torah Simecha. So we often think of those, especially the Torah Simecha, as beyond the hardcore pedagogical experience. But there's also just attitudes. There are underlying, maybe subconscious, perspectives that we have that we took in by osmosis from our parents that perhaps we don't even have the awareness to be able to identify them. And it's so much a part of us, it can't be ignored. Well, I wanted to take a different spin on the Avodah this week, something which I think can enhance the thought process and also make it even more in your kishkas. And when you think about it, there's certain mitzvahs that we do that are accompanied by tfilos, because the mitzvah itself wouldn't be sufficient. For example, R' Pinchas notes, and we can only focus on just a small slice of this. Pinchas notes that we have a bracha, Brachas Torah, which includes tfilah v'harivna, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want it to be sweet. I want to be able to enjoy the learning. So that I'll be able to be Gisa Yom Halayla. And yes, Halo Davarhu. We don't daven that, Sheik Mulu Vanessa should be a lot of fun. We don't daven that, for once, matzah should actually taste geschmack to me, because I think it tastes like cardboard. You don't have a parallel in any other area of Torah mitzvahs where it's accompanied by its tefillah. So there's a purpose there. It could be. One pshat could be because the arevas, of the learning is supposed to be part and parcel of the mitzvah itself. The Torah is lehenes nitna. It's different than other mitzvahs, like the Eilat HaTorah writes in his Hakdama. But at the same time, I even there would be a value. It would be a value. You may not be so chassidish, and the chassidim definitely do a better job of accompanying their mitzvahs with relevant tfilos. But there's what to be gained from it. Sometimes it's tfilos are the only thing that we can contribute to our avoda, when a lot is out of our hands. Very often I'm approached by guys who nebuch, they have a friend or a roommate or someone they're close to who they see them slowly, drifting off the derech, and not holding on as strongly as they should to aspects of their Yiddishkeit, and the person's not necessarily receptive to the positive influence that his friend is trying to give him. And it's chaval, because that person, sometimes you can't reach him. You can't reach him. And the best etzah you can give to someone in that situation is to daven. Because, to paraphrase someone who once communicated this in a different context, if you don't daven for the person, you're a kofer. Because if you believe that this person, whatever precipice he's hanging over, the only way to save him is you. And if you're not exerting influence successfully and he's not being receptive, and now what? The end is near. So what, you think the only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring him back is with you? You're such a Baal Gaiva that the only person who has the tools to be the professional kiruv success over here is yourself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has harbei shluchim, harbei drachim. So if you're not davening also simultaneously, and sometimes it's you do, then sometimes the only thing you can do, then it's almost as if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring it back through his plan and through his derech, and at the time that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to see it happen. It's not a precise parallel, but to bring it back to Kibbutz Avaim, I remember I was at my grandmother's Levaya at JFK Airport shortly before she was, the Aron was taken to Eretz Yisrael. I did not go to Eretz Yisrael at the time, but I was there by the airplane. And Rabbi Kellermer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was there. And, you know, he pulled me over on the side. And my mother was very, very close with Rabbi Kellermer, extraordinarily close. He was telling me, you know, at a quiet moment about all the devotion that he knew from his relationship with my mother, with her mother, and how much she gave to her. And then he added something very profound, something that's good to really, really, really dwell on. He said, it's Pashut that Kibbutz Avaim, it may very well be the most difficult mitzvah that a person is obligated to do. And by and large, over the course of our years, you know, that we share on this world with our parents, they should all live long, you know, gesund and stark. But we're not always successful. And like I was saying before, we could never fathom how much we owe them. The extent of Kibbutz Avaim that devolves upon us through the prism of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way we can ever fill that gap. And he said he thinks that's why, because it's so hard to do it b'chayim. He said, I think that's the reason why it's really the only mitzvah, bein adam l'chaveiro, I guess, which so prominently continues la'achar moso. The Gemara says that you mechabed during the life, life of the parent, also la'achar moso. Right? How many mitzvahs do we have where the relationship that I'm supposed to maintain with the person keeps going after the person is gone, whether it be kaddish, whether it be like the Gemara says in Kedushin, harini kaparis mishkavo. And there's so many things that you have to keep doing, and the entire avelus, right? The entire extent, the 11 months above and beyond the way a person mourns for any other relative is purely kibbutz avaim. The poskim say that the parent could be mochlet. It's mamish kibbutz avaim. There's so much that you have to be mechabel la'achar moso, because lo yitach, and a person is going to reach a shlemus in that avodah while the parent is still alive. So I want to suggest something which maybe can help us bridge the gap, or at the very least, again, strengthen on a personal level our connection with our parents and our hopes of trying to live up to the expectations that the mitzvah has for us, with a simple tefillah. It's a tefillah that appears in certain siddurim, that, you know, in particular, siddurim that include, I guess you could say, occasion-specific tefillos, such as, you know, those Anini books and, you know, tefillah for woman passing the baby to the kfater on the third Tuesday of the month when it's a ibriyur and, you know, and you forgot your red string at home. You know, so there is a tefillah which you know, without getting into all those unusual circumstances, is simply referred to as Tfilas Banam al Avos. Tfilas Banam al Avos. Let me see if I can share it quickly. Is that visible to you? Okay, let's just read for 2 minutes, Devin, and then that'll be it. Yiratzim avanach Hashem al-kinu v'kev v'sein. Shiyu avinu v'imeinu v'anachnu b'riyim v'chazakim lo'ovduch v'emesu v'simcha. I'm almost speechless and almost, you know, choking up just contemplating these words, because it's a pachad. I don't want anyone by a raise of hands, you know, but in the Welt, how many people have ever said words like this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please may be your will that our parents and us too, but you know, we should be healthy, we should be strong to serve you. Hold on. These are things I daven for myself all the time. When did I ever daven for my parents? A child at any age in life, maybe one of the most difficult things he faces is the challenge of listening to his parents, to listen to Abba and Ima, mommy, tati, whatever it is. It's not just a kindergartner, you know, it's a bedtime, or he's eating too many candies. No, like at every age and stage in life, same blibeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me feel that. Let it be my kishkas, l'shmo b'kol avinu b'imeinu. I should have that ratzon. I should have that strong sense of honor and desire to listen carefully to what my parents, what their ratzon is. B'oshienu, shenechabed osam tamid, kasher etzon chatov imano. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know what you want. We know what your ratzon is. We should be mechaber our parents. Please help us do that. Hoshienu, it's Yeshua. It's Mamash Yeshua to be zochut lakach. Tamid. Benavros chaber emes v'gadlu avinu v'meinu osan al torah l'chupa ma'isim tovim. Okay, so that line is case sensitive, depending on stage in life a person finds himself. Yumutzulachem bebris v'chol to v'sever pam yafos. And take a look at the rest of the tefillah on your own. But such powerful words. And be'etzem, every single yid feels these words inside. But you know what? I don't think it takes anything more than what we're looking at right now to answer the question that, you know, any teenager likes to challenge. You know, like, oh, God knows what I'm thinking, you know, so why do I have to speak it? Why have to say the words in tefillah? I don't know. I don't even have that kasha. When I read words like this and I feel that the tefillah is expressing what's deep down in my heart, then adarabah. The question is, why did I never say these words? Why did I always keep it to myself? These words are so powerful. These words define and encapsulate the essence of what a mature adult who's the product of years of his parents raising him wants to express, needs to express, and should always express. Davra, I'm going to get too emotional, so I'm going to stop here. Okay, but the avodah for this week, I'll share it with you, print it out, stick it in your tefillin bag, towels bag, whatever. And again, while you're taking off your tefillin, it's an easy time. You're free at that moment, but at least once a day, feel free to put reminders in the group, maybe more than once a day, but at least once a day, if it's easier to do it right after mincha, shine, whatever it takes, but at least once a day to say this tefillah. And it will not take more than 30 seconds to say it with thought and kavanah. 30 seconds, once a day. Okay.